Section 8 tenants among the hardest hit by San Francisco evictions. Families flee San Francisco for East Bay. Art galleries swallowed up by San Francisco real estate boom. Recent headlines show a grim picture of what's taking place in San Francisco these days, and the numbers seem to back them up. For example, African Americans are leaving San Francisco at an alarming rate. They make up just 6% of the population now, down from over 13% back in 1970. They also have a higher unemployment rate than whites and other minorities. Meanwhile, San Francisco has the fastest growing income gap in the country. In a region with so much wealth and innovation, a significant part of the population is getting left behind. So Mayor Ed Lee has launched a series of mayoral forums to engage the city's minority and lower-income communities. KALW's Isabel Angel covers these types of events all the time, and she brought back her impressions of the day.
By 8 a.m., about 100 people have gathered to attend the Mayoral Community Stakeholder Forum, Diversity, Innovation, and Jobs of the Future. A lot of important issues, and yes, a lot of buzzwords. And they don't stop there. Theodore Miller is a policy advisor to Mayor Ed Lee. He laid out the goals for the forums. One,
highlight what works in the name of diverse and disconnected communities.
Two,
collaboratively connect those diverse and disconnected populations to the efforts that work.
And three,
in the process, we change our city, strengthen our diversity, and include more folks in these rising tides.
Ambitious goals for a series of half-day conversations, but Miller was very clear.
We are not here this early morning to just talk. We are here to move forward in action.
One person who was not in action was Mayor Lee himself. He showed up but left very early. They said he was sick. That left Bernard Tyson as the big draw.
Good morning.
Tyson is the CEO of healthcare titan Kaiser Permanente. He happens to be a Vallejo native and African American. He shared stories about his personal encounters with President Obama.
When the president asked to see you, I did learn something that it didn't matter where you were, somehow you had to figure it out.
And about his experience being unemployed as a young man.
If you don't have a job, if you don't have income coming in, it overshadows everything else.
And about how Kaiser pledged to award $1 billion in contracts to minority and women-owned businesses. Ultimately, Tyson says they exceeded that goal last year.
It is not a social welfare program. What I mean by that, these are businesses who are providing business to Kaiser Permanente.
Whether or not Kaiser's model works, everybody here isn't part of a $50 billion company. And San Francisco has unique challenges. Angela Benton is CEO of a minority-focused venture capitalist group called NUMMI Accelerator. She says African Americans aren't just struggling with the high cost of living here. The city can simply feel unwelcoming.
Where do I go for soul food? Where do I go to the beauty supply? Like, it's everything is very isolated into Bayview. I can't necessarily live in SoMa and have the same experience that I would have in a city like D.C.
The panelists did bring up possible solutions, like Renee Navarro, Vice Chancellor of Diversity and Outreach at UCSF Medical School.
You know, we're putting up a $1 billion hospital in Mission Bay. We've built 10 buildings over there in the last 10 years. And so, again, partnering with the city around making sure that people from San Francisco have access to those jobs. There's a huge amount of workforce need there.
Most attendees were paying rapt attention. Many were scribbling notes or typing furiously on different devices. About two-thirds of the attendees were minorities, members of the, quote, diverse and disconnected communities everyone's talking about. After the panel, I talked to Hillary Bird, who works in community outreach at First Republic Bank.
What are you going to take back, do you think, from this?
Lots of notes. Some things that stuck out to me. Let me just kind of see here.
Bird scrolls through her iPad.
Wow, lots of good stuff here. The importance of inclusion when we're having a diversity conversation. We can't just be about talk. You know, we got to put this talk into action.
After the panel, the attendees broke up into smaller groups to share personal challenges and successes. LaShawn Walker took part in one. She's president of the Bayview Merchants Association and a regular at events like this.
So I think we started to have those conversations, that part of the conversation, but we just ran out of time.
Are you hopeful that maybe at the next one or where people can continue to kind of think about it and it'll...
But we got
to
do it fast. See, there's momentum toward the end of a day like this, and then you go away and you go back to your work.
The good thing is, the organizers know this. That's why it's just the first in a series of mayoral forums. The mayor may or may not be at the next one. In San Francisco, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents.